Okay, Wednesday afternoon.
Are the Chazonas here?
Yes.
What?
Today is my mother's yahrzeit.
Oh.
Certainly
what you learn from this class will dedicate to your mother, Rivka Esther Bas Mordechai. And whatever schus you have in enabling this class and in helping it and being mechazik it, like if, for instance, when there's only four ladies, you're one of them. So there certainly is a big schus for her. Okay. Whoever knows what I'm talking about knows what I'm talking about. Thank you very much in advance. And it's the only Yetzirah I have to stop the class is when I get presents. That's my only Yetzirah to stop the class, because I don't want to be paid for giving the class, and I don't want to accept presents. So monoshach. Okay. This is the last class before Pesach. Nothing to do with what I just said. That we had planned anyway. Did we say Sunday already? Not. We didn't talk about Sunday. Okay. I'm ready for Sunday, and that'll be the last class before Pesach.
This might be my last class because I'm moving.
You're moving out of Ramat Beit Shemesh? Oh my goodness, don't go too close to there, they'll arrest you.
I wasn't planning, I had it until July, but I think that...
You're moving to Bina, you just call my wife first, and maybe you want to rethink it.
Circumstances, we're pushing me out of my apartment for actually...
Oh, okay. Where's Mrs. Bach? Did she move out of the neighborhood? Rena Bach used to come to classes. Did she move out of the neighborhood?
I just found her on
shopping. Oh, so she did not move out of the neighborhood. Okay.
I don't think
we'll miss you.
Miss
we'll miss you. We'll miss your guitar. We'll miss your song. I have it in my house still. The words to Bitachon, the Bitachon song.
Well, what I should do is I'll email you the music that goes with the words.
Okay. And you can always go to the shul's website. Supposedly the shirim are uploaded. But I'll miss a steady face, a steady place. Okay. Hashem wanted it. But before you move to be near your children, talk to my wife. Might not be such a good idea. No, it's good to be near them, but not too near them. Make sure they can go home at night to sleep, that's for sure. For sure, make sure they can go home at night to sleep. They should be close enough they can go home at night to sleep. Whenever they're in your house, they should go home to sleep. That's for sure. It depends if they cry at night or not. And when you see yourself being a babysitter a little too often. Okay. We're in Chavis Halvavus, Shari Yichud Hamaisa. We're still with the Yetzirah. And we're up to number 12, actually. With the words are v'yimlo tishmalo v'tishtadel v'tishchazek. He just talked about downgrading Talmud Torah and being a cultured person, a person of the arts, a man of letters or a woman of letters, and learning about poetry and grammar. They were very big in the Chodesh Halodos' days. A cultured person knew poetry, understood poetry. I can't get that word. Parameters, something meters. Right, yeah. And it was very literal, but very literally cultured and knowledgeable. Nowadays, not so much anymore the liberal arts. Nowadays it's more the sciences. Maybe not. Maybe now the liberal arts is also... Anyway, we're up to number 12, which is the last one, actually. And it's a very, very interesting one. I think if you go through numbers 11, 1 to 12 in this section, and now we're at the end of Perek Hay, it really gets more and more subtle and more difficult. He goes from the easier to the harder. Now we're at the hardest, even though number 8 was very hard. 8 was not to feel superior to other people. That's like a tremendous Yetzirah. Anyway, number 12 is, and again, with the words v'yimlo tishmalo v'tishtadel v'tishchazek, you will be strong against all the things he threw at you. Until now, And all these things in the whole parak were just examples. He says the Yetzer Hara is never tiring, never gives up, never stops, always thinks of ways. Number 12 here is to be jealous in a bad way of people who are better than you in Avodas Hashem. And in a bad way means there's a tendency out there, and you don't know from it, but I know from it, to belittle Ovdei Hashem and to speak badly of them and to look for their faults and to look for their hypocrisy and their faults and why they're not perfect and this and that and the other thing. But really it's coming from jealousy, just like anti-Semitism stems from jealousy that we are the Am Hashem. See, I just saved all the countries in the world $100 million. They don't have to do any more studies about anti-Semitism. And so we belittle those who are better than us in Avodas Hashem, and we are mezalzel, we look down at people who are less than us in Avodas Hashem. In other words, we don't have the right attitude towards other people. People that are higher than us in Avodas Hashem, we should want to emulate. We should be jealous of them in the good way of jealousy, meaning I want to be like them. I want a piece of that action also. Let me learn from them. Why shouldn't I be, if he daven so well, why can I daven so well? V'yem lo tishmalo v'tishtagel v'tishchazek yoro oscha b'chitzei hakino b'chavercha. He'll make you jealous in the following way. V'yem yagil l'chochma mi'balodecha, if they're cleverer than you, more knowledgeable than you. So the Yetzer Hara is, and again, the Yetzer Hara is disguised. You don't know it's the Yetzer Hara. You belittle them. They think they're better than us. We're just as good as they are. You accuse them of looking down on the people, and they think the rules don't apply to them. And you end up belittling gedolim, tamidei chachamim, people that are bigger than you because of jealousy. Titor osam, you'll look for them. You'll be no tear eva. You'll hold a grudge against them. V'tishtadel, this is like so literally true, if you don't know from it. V'tishtadel litlos behem mumim, you will try to knock them and to find all their warts and all their faults, because nobody's perfect. V'lahavchisam, and to downgrade them. V'ladaber b'gnusam, and to speak against them. Ki'ilu heim shalalucha binascha, as if, like, they stole your like you'll be treating them as if they stole your seichel from you, meaning like what are you jealous about? What do you care? Let he is what he is and you are what you are. If you want to emulate him, so emulate him, but what do you have to bring him down for? As if they stole from you and you're getting it back, because lucha chachmoscha b'yimtechka mibaladehem. And if you're and the people who are lower than you in Avodas Hashem and in chachma, you'll look down on them and you'll degrade them, because you'll either degrade people who are higher in Madrega than you, or you'll degrade people who are lower than Madrega than you. And you'll degrade them. And you think that if you show people that you are not, you're in a different class totally than people, you think you'll get more covered out of it. V'tis goyel in afshecha, v'tis halel b'chochmosecha, achetiton. And then what a person ends up doing, and this unfortunately occurs, that people end up claiming shato yodeya mashaincha yivodu. You know, right? Let's say someone comes to ask me a shayla. So if I, it's difficult to say I don't know, right? You want to say you know. So there's a Yetzer Hara to make believe you know, and sometimes there's a Yetzer Hara and a Nisayon not to answer something which might be incorrect because you're not really sure of the answer, but you don't want to show you don't know. So you end up giving an answer and maybe it's not correct, which is as horrible as it could get. So you have to, and that's what you'll end up doing. Shato yodeh mashen chayodo, you'll claim you know what you don't know. V'yigbar ruchacha milimot, and you won't even learn more. You won't even apply yourself to learn the things you don't know, because it won't pass, because you know already everything. V'yorum lebavcha eis shetilmot, and you'll make believe you understand, even if you don't understand. The Tokuts Ace Sheyikshu Alecha, you will despise the things, meaning you won't be able to take the times that you don't know something. The Tirbalahachas Asmacha Kachacham, the Tiskabeg Besevel Chavercha, you'll try to get covered out of your friend being wrong. The Tizdayan Bahakalim Bahachlim, if they're embarrassed, Bnei Gilcha, the Tiyasholel Mamusri Hachacham Belokimu Vitorasso. So here number 12 was the difference between people. You'll cast yourself, again, there's people better than you, people not as good as you. The people that are better than you, you'll look how to throw bricks at them and how to bring them down, as if to say they're no better than I am. And the people that are lower than you, you will make sure that everybody knows that you're better than them. No one should chas v'shalom think that you're on the same madrega as them, and you will treat them in a belittling fashion, again, as a way of picking yourself up. These are people who are, so he calls it Yetzirah. Nowadays you would send a guy to therapy and say he has very little self-confidence, he has very little self-esteem, which is perhaps true that most Baalei Gaiva have low self-esteem, but that doesn't excuse their Gaiva. And the fact that it's coming from low self-esteem does not excuse their actions, does not excuse their attitude. Whether they should learn Musar or go to a therapist, that's a good question. They should do both. They should learn Musar, and they won't need therapy, and they should go to therapy, and maybe they won't need the Musar. The Musar you always need, even if you went to therapy. But sometimes, I don't know, like the Baalei Musar do not really address what seems to be true, that most Baalei Gaiva who act this way are really suffering from low self-esteem. They don't seem to address it because they don't care. It's still Gaiva, and it's still wrong. See, if it's only in your mind, they attack it with Musar. They attack it by saying, think about who you are, how everything you have is from Hashem. You deserve no credit for anything you are. Everything, this is the Chavis Halvavus in Shar HaKaniyah, has a whole shar about how the absurdity of being Geya. He structures it that you're an onav vis-a-vis Hashem, because you realize how everything you have or you are, you owe to Hashem, and therefore you're humbled by that, because nothing is yours. You're really nothing. He actually starts off Shar HaKaniyah with three types of people, and it's really very telling. He says there's the person who's a Balgaiva. Then there's a person with low self-esteem. He really talks about it, but he doesn't present him as a Balgaiva. He just says a person that makes himself into Ishmata and says yes to everything everybody asks him, and he's only interested in having people like him, and he is worried about the craziest things, and he's not a mensch. He's almost a shote, he says. But the real person is aware of his qualities. A healthy person is a person that's aware of his qualities and subscribes them all to Hashem. Adam taka nothing. But not a nothing of the low self-esteem person. The low self-esteem person, the Chavis Halevavus calls sick. He says he's a chol nefesh. Something wrong with him. This is a subtle, I mean, maybe I'm explaining it so well, it's not a subtlety, but it's not so simple. You are aware of your accomplishments, you have very healthy esteem for yourself, but then it sort of morphs into no esteem vis-a-vis Hashem, because you owe everything to Hashem. So objectively speaking, you're a humble person because you're nothing without Hashem. You would have nothing if not that Hashem gave it to you. You deserve nothing except that Hashem gave it to you. You didn't deserve your brains, you didn't deserve your good looks, you didn't deserve your character, your geshmak, a person, it was given to you at birth. You don't deserve anything. What the Chavis Halevavus leaves unsaid, but what seems to me to be poshut, is that once you develop the kniya vis-a-vis Hashem, you'll automatically be an onov regarding people. Because once I have the healthy attitude that everything I have is from Hashem, I couldn't, it would make, if I really have it, I mean, not lip service, but you really kona it, then I would, how could I feel superior to another person? I mean, I have what Hashem gave me, and that person has what Hashem gave them, so how could I be superior? I only, even if I'm the most brilliant, most everything person in the world, but it's all from Hashem, I am nothing. David HaMelech says, "Anochi sola'as v'lo ish," I am nothing. So, except what Hashem gave me, everything I owe to Hashem. So then, you automatically won't be a Baal Gaiva. In other words, the Chavis HaMelech addresses Gaiva Nanov and Shar HaKniya as a person's relationship with Hashem. And he expects everything else to fall into place. I'm bringing this up because he Taka talks in the Hakdama about a person with low self-esteem, and he calls him a Chol HaNefesh. But really, you know, the person that's a Shmata, that holds, you know, he wishes he wasn't alive, he's of no use to anybody, what good am I, etc.
That's
sick. The Chavis HaMelech said that's a Chol HaNefesh. But a Baal Gaiva is also is bad midos, is terrible. And what you're supposed to be is aware of your accomplishments, but not proud of them in the sense of proud, because you are nothing. And then and the psukim's l'shoynes are of a person that's a holy nefesh, right? I'm nothing. It brings down quite a few psukim. But that means vis-a-vis Hashem, because Hashem is giving you everything. So I'm nothing without Hashem. That's very, very healthy attitude. And it's a correct attitude. What will be the fallout of that is the prevention of gaiva vis-a-vis other people. Because if you really believe that, then you have the attitude of what the Chavis HaMelech talked about in number 8, where he said, oh, maybe that person's even bigger than me. He might not look bigger than me. But who says, maybe he's using up all of his kochos, maybe he's using all of his kochos, and I'm not using all of my kochos, so maybe he's better than me. That's if you're, okay. Vim lo yushlam lo, and if the Yitzhara won't be matzliach lefato, but this is the same number 12, again, your relationship, your attitude towards people. If he doesn't succeed, regarding your knowledge of Torah, he'll try to get you to feel this differentiation, your attitude, because of your pu'ulos and avodas Elokim, who davens a longer Shmona Esrei, who does more chesed, and when you do something good, he'll build it up, the Yitzhara. Well, look what I'm doing, and nobody else is doing this, and I'm the only one that stepped forward. The Yisimcha Lehez goes, but he'll make it into an obstacle for you, through which you would become Baal Gaiva. The Yikle Anshei Dorcha Etzlecha, and you'll belittle other people who didn't step forward to do it, or who don't daven as long, or who are not as from. V'yekal alecha, and you'll lamas some very strong with shyness. You'll degrade them, v'lachlimam. You'll be mavayish them, v'levayish them. And now he says again, v'efshem shem tovim imchalaf nehu alokim. For all you know, they are better than you. This is v'yakadosh baruch hu, because of all the things he said previous weeks. We learned about it. And if you see someone who's better than you, say he's a faker. To be close to Hashem, you'll be against him. The Yomar Lecha, Kol Asher Yeroya, Mehistadlus Zuloscha Ba'avoda. No, I didn't realize we're so close to the end of the parish. Wow. Kol asher yeroa mihishtadlu zulascha ba'avoda hu chisora nimcha mimcha. This is how the mind works. Oh, people are looking at him. He davens long shmon esrei. I don't daven long shmon esrei. Uh-oh, people are going to think less of me than him. V'lulehu, if not for him, people will hold of you more. You know why you're not getting the covet you deserve? Because people are being mechabed him. Because he looks like he's better than you. You have to knock him down. I don't know if you... This is so MS, if you know a little about the world. You have to knock him down, in order that people give you the respect that you deserve. So you have to talk against him, and you have to say he's a faker and a hypocrite, and he's really no good, and you know what he really does, and no place. You would be on top. You should be the top, the chief rabbi. You know why you're not the chief rabbi? Because he grabbed it from you. He'll make you jealous of him. The stomoso, he's your enemy. He's what's stopping you from reaching the pinnacle that you could reach. Go investigate everything he does wrong. Look into his closet, what skeletons he has in his closet, Uganuso, and things that he has wrong with him, because everybody has something's wrong with him. But Arov Lemechsholov, ambush him when he does something wrong, you pounce, right? Because everything does something wrong at some point in time, and they're just waiting to pounce, you know, they're just waiting to pounce and to write about it, to talk about it. Bahashkacha. Make sure people know about it when he makes a mistake. If he makes a mistake in halacha, make sure you go around telling people how he paskened wrong. Tell everybody. Make sure people look down on him, and then you will get the cover that you deserve.
Rabbi, can you tell us how this thing is a sick person, but I'm sure it's settled in us also.
Every day it manifests itself. You have friends, you have people you interact with, and I don't know if it happens. It's more subtle than he puts it very blatantly. But you see someone else, maybe it's a neighbor, maybe it's a friend, someone that lives in the same, you know, social world that you live in, and you see that they, you know, she's either a supermom or she's able to put it together, and she's involved in chesed, and you know that when you're asked to do chesed, sometimes you do it, sometimes you don't do it. Hey, you want some water? Here's water. I have water. I have a cup. You want a cup? Here's a cup. And I mean, I don't know if you read fiction novels. But this it's real life. It's not fiction. It bothers you, and people are not holding a view the way they should hold the view because of that person. That's exactly what he's describing. So you start to talk to Lashon Hara. You start to find out that Kreisha doesn't have Shalom bias, and you start telling people about that they should look. You shouldn't think she's such a great person. She doesn't have Shalom bias. You hear her yelling at her kids. She's a tzaddikas outside the house, inside the house. You know what goes on? I hear yelling there all the time. And so on and so forth. It's ma'asim b'chol yom. It's not like he's talking about some sort of unbelievable rishus that maybe exists somewhere in Russia land. This is like everyday behavior, unfortunately. Now that there are blogs, you certainly see it in the blogs that feel they have a holy war against Gdolim, against Talmidei Chachamim, against Rabbanim. That I experience, you know, that I see it all the time. And they raise the flag of righteousness, but it happens every person with their neighbors, every person with people they know. It all comes from, you know, I could boil everything down to bitachon and emuna. Everything boils down to that, right? Hashem made me what I am, and I have to do that. And if I can't get out enough to do enough chesed, and I don't have enough time to daven, and I'm not as smart as that person is, so I don't give shiurim, and I don't talk, and I'm not as charismatic, and I'm not as gishmak, and I'm not as with it, I'm not as cool, and whatever, all these things. I am what I am, and you know, and she is what she is. Ein malchus no gas b'chaverta ki afilu kumalonima. Right? She's not affecting my life by being whatever she is. So that's the healthy attitude. But if you maybe you're like, I don't know. this happens every day in society. This is what society is like. Not a Torah society, Baruch Hashem. We hope. But even in Torah society, people have their faults, and this is a very... If the Chayim Zalvalos put it last, let me tell you something. If the Chayim Zalvalos put it last, It means he's talking about someone that already went through all the nisyonos that the Chazal Vavah spoke of in this perek, because he keeps saying, and if you live through that, if you overcome that, then he'll do this, and if you overcome that, then he'll do this. So now he's talking to someone that overcame everything, and they're good, they're like really good, and they overcame all the things that was talked about, and now this insidiousness of comparing yourself to other people. And he says, Manoshach, to the people who are, first of all, why are you looking at other people for? You shouldn't be looking at other people. But you look at other people, and the ones that are, quote, better than you, unquote, or seem better than you, so you feel they're holding you back from getting the honor that you deserve, the status that you deserve, so then you'll try to knock down and belittle, and the people that are lower than you, so you want to use them to get the cover you deserve. So you make sure you show everybody how superior you are to them. And you never lose an opportunity to show your superiority. If it's a man, it would be, let's say, in learning. Never lose an opportunity to, publicly ask him a question that he doesn't know the answer to. And you say, oh, okay, here's the answer. There's different ways that this manifests itself. I don't know if it makes you feel good or bad, but this is so ubiquitous. It's just happens all the time. If you don't know from it, then ashreich, you're lucky. Well, you're lucky. You don't see the dark side of people, the dark side of society. That's wonderful. I mean, sincerely. This is like, it's very painful, but this happens all the time. It happens among children. I mean, children. I mean, I have wonderful children. Don't tell them I said that. They're always jockeying for position, and what can you do? That's the human nature. Everybody's jockeying for position of status. Everybody wants to have a certain status in society. And it's very, if he puts it last, it must be very, very hard to be happy with who you are. And also, it's not, you always want to improve. So you want to be happy with who you are. You want to look at another person and be jealous, but in a healthy jealousy, meaning not, there's something wired in the brain that sees someone better than me. And sometimes the wiring is, let me bring him down. Well, it's the Yetzirah, let me bring him down. Or the Yetzer Tov says, let me pick myself up and be like him. Right. Yeah.
Maybe you're not like, if you were not like going around spreading Lashon Hara about good people, but maybe if someone tells us like how good they are, you know? Then we'll go and like,
that's why it's Havak Lashon Hara to praise someone, right? And it stems from not being happy about yourself, not being satisfied with what you are, and not being able to realize that everything's from Hashem. You see, it's such a, you say, oh, everybody believes in Hashem. Why do you talk about Hashem so much? We don't talk about Hashem enough. If you believe that everything's from Hashem, so you're able to handle Ben Odom L'Chaveiro so much easier. If you don't believe in Hashem, Lo Sikom Lo Sitor would be almost impossible. Lashon Hara would be impossible. Because most of Ben Odom L'Chaveiro, I believe, and maybe it's, I'm not even saying a chiddush, maybe what I'm saying is so obvious that it's like ridiculous to even say it. Most Ben Odom L'Chaveiro is jockeying for position, trying to get ahead of someone else, either in status or in money or in power. What else is there? And a person with, this is why, you wonder, there's Ben Odom L'Mokom, Ben Odom L'Chaveiro, but with, it says all mitzvahs can be summed up as Tzadik Be'Adam Oso Yechia, right? That's the Gemara at the end of Makkos, Chavaku Kanovi, boiled it all down to one principle. Not one mitzvah, but one principle, Tzadik Be'Adam Oso Yechia, because really that covers everything. It must cover everything. Why? Because you say, how does it cover Ben Odom L'Chaveiro? Because Ben Odom L'Chaveiro is not social niceties, and it's not being a nice person, not the Torah outlook. I mean, you're supposed to be a nice person, but I think that's from Hashem. But the philosophy behind Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, first of all, there's a deep philosophy which doesn't come out of the Chayvus Halvavus, but it comes out from other Svarim, Ramchal and others. The deeper philosophy is that we're all one. And that is only if we believe that there's like a neshama, and our neshamas are all bound together. And you know, if I take the kama in someone, it's like the body taking the kama of the hand, right? The famous mashal, if I fall down and break my hand, so the hand's not going to take the kama from the body because it broke its hand, it broke the bone. So same thing, like how can you take the kama? But that's already deep and heavy, and that's looking at v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha more literally than many Rishonim look at it. Look at it mamish literally, kamocha mamish, because it is, you are one, and you are one in your neshama. There's like one neshama of Klal Yisrael, and we're all different manifestations of the different kochos of that neshama. That's already deep. On a not so philosophical level, then my emunah tells me, look, I am what I am, and Hashem needs me, or He wouldn't have created me, and He gave me my situation in life, and my nisyonos in life, and who I'm married to, and who my parents were, and when, what time of history I was born in, and who my friends were, and what school I went to, and Hashem put me in this situation, and I have to, there's no one like me. On one end, it's very empowering, because there's no one like me. No one can be misakein the part of the world, of the Bria, that I can. If there was, rest assured, Hashem would not have created you. Doesn't need you. Hashem doesn't do superfluous things. He doesn't have like a pinch hitter. Everybody has a task to play in the world. So it's very empowering on one hand. On the other hand, you're not going to be a Baal Gaiva, which, hey, there's no one like me. Only I, because it's all from Hashem. And that covers really virtually, well, why would a person steal? A person's only going to steal if he doesn't believe that Hashem was gozer what he should have. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. That's all. And why would a person, and anything, I mean, the whole Ben Odom L'Chaveiro. So you'll say, you know, again, then we, as if someone's bound to ask, why do you take someone to a Din Torah if someone steals from you? Because that's also part of Torah. Which means you don't know that Hashem wanted you to lose the money. Maybe Hashem wanted you just to have the aggravation of having to get it back from the person that stole it from you. Now, we don't know what Hashem... Anything that's in the Torah... I mean, you might hear about tzaddikim, that amoichel, you know, you stole from me, amoichel you. Okay, that's optional. That's a very high madrega. But certainly, al pi hashkofa, you could demand what's yours in a Din Torah. You might find out that it's not coming to you. But if it's coming to you, it's you're not being hypocritical in your bitachon or in your dama of ketzuvim lo mi Rosh Hashanah v'ad Rosh Hashanah. Al pi Torah, you have a right to get what's yours, and not always do people give it to you. So the Torah set up the system of the Din Torah. It's not man-made, it's the Torah. So go take them to paste them and recover what's yours. He should make you whole. That's the Lashon, W-H-O-L-E. He should make you whole. Okay, so Alavai, you live in a society where none of this happens. Maybe it's in Dimona, I don't know. I'll move. But we're living in a small world, you know, so even if your next door neighbor's not doing it, but, you know, you emailed someone, the email. Astashivalov, so you enunciate Sahara, you know, again, the Sahara is having you look at the tzaddik, at a good person, a Talmud Chacham, and bring him down. That's why you're not getting the respect you deserve. Bring him down, search out his faults, show people how he's a hypocrite. Show people when he made a mistake. Show people when he did something wrong. So you tell him, wait a second. Obviously this person is beloved by Hashem. But Agane and I should talk, I mean, it's Lashon Hara and it's Osir, it's probably half Sheker. But just the Yetzer Hara is interesting. How can I belittle someone who HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, and so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu favors, v'noach motzochein b'nei Hashem. I'm going to talk against Noach, he's motzochein b'nei Hashem. V'lo daily atzlusi l'kaimo, but doesn't come on, not only am I not being as good as him, but I'm trying to bring him down, atche esto mishi avdehu, v'ein ze gemul mashini chayiv l'boreas baruch, this is how I'm repaying Hashem for all he did for me, by trying to bring down people who are more loyal to him than I am. Avul chayiv ani leo v'so avav li'avoso, you see a Talmud Chacham, you don't know if someone's a Talmud Chacham, you're not going to give him a fahar. But someone who's ostensibly a Talmud Chacham, someone who ostensibly is a tzaddik, someone who ostensibly is a good person, someone who's more Obed Hashem than you are, it could be your next door neighbor too, it doesn't have to be a person with a position. But you see that, you should give that person kavod. You should say, you know, you give them honor. They're closer to Hashem than you feel you are. Say, I'm jealous of you, but in a good way. I want to learn from you. How can I do that too? Tell me. It's a midah tova to be mechabe yirei Hashem. Look for yadata mesheires Miriam be'inyan. Wow. This is like a punch in the stomach. This is where Miriam went wrong. Miriam, Hanaviah. Vatadaber Miriam va'aron b'moshe. Look at the Chayyus HaVodas. Look how he says in one breath what happened to Miriam because she talked against Moshe, and what happened to Korach when he talked about Moshe. Now, obviously, and he says the word Bekanam B'Moshe V'Aaron. Korach, we know the story. He was jealous. Right? I mean, I have to like almost... I'm not laughing at you, Chas V'Shalom. Think of Korach and Moshe. You don't think that happens in any school, in any yeshiva? I'm in the third grade, I want the fifth grade. Why should that person have the fifth grade? So you start becoming friends with the principal, and you start to report all of his, if it's a Rebbe, or her, if it's a Mora, her faults, and you do it like... Because you want them. Why shouldn't you have the fifth grade? You want the seventh grade. Why should you be stuck in third grade? It happens. It happens. I tell you, it happens. Anyway, you have a chiyuv, and this is the flaw of Miriam. Now, Miriam wasn't jealous, but she did something wrong. She did not give Moshe his due. She tried to bring him down. Now, she had, Baruch Hashem, he doesn't claim she had nefarious motives. Miriam was clean, right? Clean as a whistle. Everybody says that. Hilchos Lashon Hara, the Rambam, the Chafetz Chaim. Miriam meant well. She meant to give Moshe Musar, but she didn't go over to Moshe privately and say, you know, I'm your older sister. I want to give you tochacha. Why you're doing this? She didn't. She talked with Aaron. She had a conversation with Aaron. That's what you're not supposed to do. And Saka, she got punished. You're not supposed to do that. And Korach was already, it stemmed from jealousy. But the point is that we are mechuyev to give Talmidei Chachamim and Gedolim and Tzaddikim their due. And who's, again, you don't know who is and who's not, but who's ostensibly a gadol, who's ostensibly a Talmud Chacham. Don't talk against, even if it's a shita that you don't follow. It's the Satma Rav, and you go, ugh, I hate that shita. As long as you hate the shita, that's fine. Ugh, I hate that shita that says Medinas Yisrael is Maisa Satan. Okay? You want to say that, you could say that. I'm giving you permission. But you can't say, that guy is a... What's the matter with him? What's the matter with him? How can you have such a sheet that's so ridiculous, so obviously untrue? What is he, stupid? That, you know what I'm saying? That's bringing down someone who's ostensibly a tzaddik, a Talmud Chacham, a Yirei Shemayim, what are you? And the blogs, I say blogs because I don't know if you read blogs, but I do. Leda avoyni eschatoyani maskar hayom. That's the evil in blogs generally. There are some good ones out there. I can give you a list if you want. But the evil of them is that they, and many times it's anonymous, they love to bring people down. You don't see any blogs bringing up people, talking about how great people are. You don't find them. Maybe they exist in an alternate universe that I'm not so fit to be in. But the blogs I read are almost as one, bring people down, and it's this, it's mamash, and it can be a subtlety. This is the last one, but you feel, and again, you feel you're not getting your due in life. That's where it all comes from. So you use people who are lower on the spiritual scale, ostensibly lower, and you want to build yourself up through that. That's, well, or you take someone higher and you want to pull them down. You want to be...
It was said about a certain politician in Israel, you're allowed to talk Lashon Hara about him because he's an apikoros, but I see no point in just doing it. No point in doing it.
It was said about him, he doesn't care if Israel turns into a pile of ashes as long as he's on the top of the heap. It was said, Ariel Sharon said it about a certain politician who's around now. He doesn't care if Israel turns into a pile of ashes as long as he's on top of the heap. So this, and in politics, I don't even know how a person can be in the political world and not. This is me. Okay, we finished Perek Hey. You can tell everybody they can come back. The last day of Pesach is on a Monday. I think that's Shvi Yishol Pesach on a Monday. I feel that Wednesday is still too early. The house is still half Pesach big, and if you have people here from Chutzlar, it's they're going to do Tuesday also. So it's not a balagan. So we will not learn the Wednesday after Pesach. This is why I hate getting presents. I get a present, and then all of a sudden I cancel all the classes. What? No, I don't.